Hey, this is Steve, and this podcast is all about making the gospel relevant to your life. That means discovering the good news of Jesus in whatever you're going through today. I'll tell you what you're going through today. It's November, the month where we celebrate Thanksgiving. And this is part two of Jason Turner's special Thanksgiving message series about gratitude. We're looking at the story of the 10 lepers that Jesus healed when only one of them returned to say thanks. So which one are you, the one or the nine? Let's listen in as Pastor Jason brings us part two of this gratitude series today.
Part two in our series on gratitude, and gratitude, I truly believe, is the evidence of a grateful heart. All right, so guys, just get out your phones and go to your calendar app or whatever it is that you use to keep your schedule. So I'm looking at my calendar here. Let's see. Sundays are the day when we all gather together and we come to church and sit in these four walls, and then Monday nights, let's see, we have CR and soccer practice. Tuesdays, more soccer practice. Wednesdays, I'm here for youth, and Thursdays, there's soccer practice again. Friday, you guys looking through your schedules too? I don't know if you guys are sharing the same issue that I'm having. Fridays are kind of special in our family. I really like to keep Fridays. It's kind of like a family movie night where we just kind of all hang together, but I try and reserve that time. And you know, throughout the day, Saturday we have soccer games normally, and then, well, it's Sunday again. How many of you guys, raise your hand in here if you kind of suffer from the same disease that I suffer from. We are really busy. All right, guys, look back through your schedules and see if in the next 7 days in your schedule, if you have scheduled any time in for shouting. Not showering, because I mean, we hope that we all shower every day. Shouting, S-H-O-U-T-I-N-G, shouting. I might be able to, you know, shouting. Is that something that you can really schedule? You guys think shouting is something you can really schedule? No, I don't think so either. Really, when we think about it, they're kind of two different types of shouting, right? There's the bad shouting, like when you've told your two sons to make their bed for the fourth time, and they preach it. That's when the bad shouting might come out. Or, you know, you and your wife might have a disagreement about something. Like, guys, maybe you've forgotten to put the toilet seat down for the fifth time in a row, and she's constantly telling you. And that might be an occasion where the bad shouting comes out. But there's good shouting too, right? Georgia fans, how many of y'all were shouting yesterday at the Auburn victory? Yeah, a little bit. Georgia Tech upset Virginia Tech. That was a pretty awesome event. Or how... Well, I hear you, buddy. I hear you. I mean, okay. See, you guys are shouting already. Shouting in church. Now, wait. Now, what was that in the back I heard back there? That's what I'm talking about. Okay. All right. We're not there yet, but yes, we are actually. Anyway, so, and parents, how about when you saw your child walk across that graduation stage? That's pretty awesome. That's a time for shouting. That's something to shout about. Because, you know, I don't think we can schedule shouting, because shouting is a result of excitement. It's a result of being in awe of something. Now, we all said that the music, when we were able to worship through music this morning, that was awesome. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about an event our youth did this weekend. We participated in World Vision's 30-hour famine, and about 10 o'clock on Friday night, I had gone without food for, And I really only had about 10 hours at that point. But how many of you guys have ever had a hamburger from the chili dog before? Come on. There he is, Jared. I was thinking that that hamburger would be really, really awesome too. But think about that word awesome. That word seems to come up a lot in our vocabulary, but I think we've really missed what the word awe means. I want to share a story with you guys. We were looking at this last week, a story that Dr. Luke tells in his gospel, Luke chapter 17. If you guys want to follow along with me on your YouVersion app, or either on your fill-in-the-blank page there. We're going to start in verse 11. This is a story that illustrates real awe. Follow along with me. As Jesus continued on toward Jerusalem, he reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. As he entered a village there, 10 men with leprosy stood at a distance, crying out, "Jesus, have mercy on us." He looked at these 10 men who were suffering from this disease. And he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, as they obeyed Jesus' command, they were cleansed of their leprosy. Let's press pause right there for a second. How many of the men were cleansed? 10, okay? There were 10 men in the group. All 10 of them were cleansed. All right, let's keep going. One out of the 10, when he saw that he was healed, he came back to Jesus and he shouted, "Praise God!" He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. This man was a Samaritan. Finish it out. Jesus asked, remember, how many men were healed? 10. Good. Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? No one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner. Jesus said to the man, "Stand up and go. Your faith has healed you." First blank on your page, the first point I want to make is that the grateful leper, he didn't have Jesus figured out. He was struck with awe. He was struck with awe. You know, a lot of times, I think that we here in this room, we try to get God figured out, don't we? We spend a lot of time in Bible study, learning more about God through his word, which is fantastic. God calls us to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. But as we got a glimpse into how people in other countries live and worship Jesus Christ over the weekend during the 30-hour famine, I think that unless what we learn about Jesus in our head transfers into our actions, then we're missing it completely. I think I've shared this from the stage with you guys before, but I can't remember, so I'm gonna share it again. We suffer, I think, a lot of times from this disease called Christian constipation. And it's when you take in so much, but you never let it out. Okay, if I have to explain that, I'm sorry. But James tells us in Scripture that Phil just got that one. All right. Okay, I got you. All right, James tells us in Scripture, guys, that faith, our faith that Jesus Christ causes us to have, when we return back to him and we shout with awe, if it's separated from how it affects our lives, if our fruit doesn't show that we're saved, then we're dead. We're dead. I don't want that to be the case for me or for you. Jesus has caused us and calls us to live a life of gratitude and thankfulness through what we do, not just what we know. Okay, you guys feeling me on that? Jesus Christ has called us to live out what we believe about him. Okay, can I get a witness? Chase. Amen. There we go. Wow. All right, so next blank on your page. We talked about there were 10, right? How many came back and shouted?
One.
All right, next blank on your page. The other 9 didn't shout. They did what they were supposed to. They did what they were supposed to. And they missed it. They did what they were supposed to, and they missed it. Guys, when we live a life of only doing the bare minimum, we are not living the abundant life Jesus called us to. So, wake up on Sunday. Says, well, hon, we need to go to church today. We're supposed to do that. So we'll go to church and, you know, we'll give our 10% and we'll sit and we'll nod and we'll fill in our fill in the blank. But then when we leave, you know, we've got to beat the Baptist to the restaurant or whatever denomination you want to choose. But see, guys, I think a lot of times, and I'm just speaking from my own experience, I don't know about you, but I think a lot of times we try and fit God in a box again. We try and relegate God. Okay, God, I'm going to give you Sunday morning, and I'll go to life group because I know I'm supposed to do that too. But we try and only give God portions of our week. But guys, guess what? God does not want to be just the Lord of your Sunday. He wants to be the Lord of your life. And these 10 men, out of these 10 men, only one got it. And you know what? I think the difference between this one and the other 9, he was struck with awe. He felt the wonder of what it is to be cleansed from this disease. Guys, again, Jesus has healed us from something far worse than leprosy. He understood that a life with God meant more than just giving him praise and then walking off and doing what you're supposed to do. He was all in, all in. That is a life of wonder. You know, I picked this phrase up somewhere. I don't even know where I heard it from, but it just kind of made me think about if the stars only came out one night a year, everybody would stop everything that they were doing and marvel at the sky. But since they come out every night, we take it for granted. Don't we? Don't we? Everybody's really excited. November 14th is supposed to be a big super moon. I thought it was last night for some reason, but I messed that up and the youth got a chance to pick on me about that. But it's November the 14th. And we get excited because that's something different. That's something out of the ordinary. That is something that's awesome. Something that's awesome. But guys, this is on your page, and I really think this is so true. When we lose our sense of wonder, when we lose our sense of awe at what Jesus has healed us from, we live out a life of obligation. We live out a life of obligation. We think that since we're Americans, since our veterans, the greatest generation has gone out and fought for all of these rights that I have, that I can just coast. I'm entitled to come here. I'm entitled to 3 meals a day and for my life to be easy. That is not a sense of wonder. That is not living out a life in praise to God, in worship of God, to call him worthy. That is not a life of gratitude. Now, as I said earlier, I had an opportunity to participate in the 30-hour famine this year with some of the students here at our church, and it's put on by World Vision. And World Vision is a Christian humanitarian organization that works in various places around the world to provide things like medical care, food. They provide clean wells so people can have water. And one of the things that we did, it's called the 30-hour famine, because the youth and I, we fasted from food for 30 hours to raise money and to raise awareness about the problem of world hunger. And we kind of stepped away from our schedules. We stepped away from what we were obligated to do. And for 30 hours, we came here to the church and we watched videos and we participated in simulation to really connect with how people live in Africa. And we understood that a life of awe is a life that we should all be living. We had an opportunity this weekend to follow this 12-year-old. His name is Akai, and he lives in Kenya. And Akai, my heart was really endeared to him this weekend because of how grateful he is for what he has. Now, Akai, when he grows up, he wants to be a pilot. I want to show you this video because this video can explain it much better than I can.
Your family isn't wealthy, but most times you have enough to get by. You're hungry, but you aren't starving. You can get help when you're hurt, and you have a good house to live in, and the school and water are close by. Someday, you hope things are easier and less fragile. Life is difficult, but you believe it will get better. Maybe someday you'll become a pilot and fly a plane. But today, you're happy. You have your friends and your brothers to play with. You are Akai. You live in Kakuma, Kenya. You have a good life. Through the 30-hour famine, you're helping kids like Akai and communities like his. In Akai's community, World Vision has provided food assistance, built new classrooms, and provided clean water for schools. World Vision is also teaching families new farming techniques so that they can have healthier crops and livestock. By participating in the 30-hour famine, you're changing lives like Akai's and helping to create a hunger-free world.
So that's Akai. Guess how many meals Akai gets to have every day? Only one. But did you see his face light up when he got to fly that airplane? Did you see his sense of wonder and awe to live out what God is calling him to do? Akai, me, I want to be more like that. I want to live a life when I am in awe like he is. We take so much for granted. Gosh, we do. Church, we've got a lot of repenting to do for what we take for granted. Because the Bible says that we should live lives of thanksgiving. We have everything to be grateful for. Because guys,
We, just like those 10 lepers, we suffer from a terminal disease, don't we? Consequences of that disease are far worse than leprosy, though. I mean, the consequences of what we've done, we deserve separation from God. We deserve His punishment. But God, let's look at verse 15 and 16 with me again. Gosh, this is such a good illustration of what God calls us to. He looked at them and said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." This is verse 14. "And as they went, they were cleansed of the leprosy. But one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back. That word "turn back," we use a word for that called repentance. And repentance is simply knowing where we are, knowing that we have a disease, that we deserve punishment for the things that we've done. Turning back to God. Because, guys, the only thing that we can do in and of ourselves is to shout, just like those 10 lepers did, "Jesus, have mercy on us. Jesus, have mercy on me." To turn back and with all that we have shout, "Praise God for who you are. Praise God for what you've done." Guess what? The God of the heavens and the earth loved us so much that He sent His only Son to take our place. Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, took your place, and He took my place, and He lived a life that I couldn't live. He lived a life that you couldn't live in our place. And when we repent, when we turn back to God and we ask Him to have mercy on us, He looks at Jesus Christ and what He did, and He puts His perfect life, He transfers Jesus' life, Jesus' death, onto us. He takes perfection and places it in imperfection, and He gives that to us. What more do we have to be thankful for, church? What more do we have to be thankful for? That's right, guys. Gosh. But we miss it. I miss it. I tell you who didn't miss it, though. These students. During the 30 hours, man, we had time to go out in the community. We had time to serve people. We went to the thrift store. And these guys, Angela, stand up. Where are you at, Angela? Angela organized this event. She pulled it off. Man, she deserves so much thanks. Angela, thank you. Thank you. This impacted us all so deeply. Michael, are you in this service? That's your son cleaning a toilet. He can do it, I promise. John was there and he helped us out too. But one more, Zane. That's Zane. He actually has a woman's sweater on that the girls made him put. I'm sorry, but not really. We just did a whole lot of different simulations and really put us in the place where we were able to see things from a different perspective. So in our family, on Thanksgiving, I kind of have this tradition that we all, you know, sit around the table and we all go around and say one thing that we're thankful for, one thing that we appreciate. And last night, when we broke the fast, we did that same kind of tradition. And you know, one of the things that one of the students said that they were thankful for, that they were grateful for, that they were in awe over, was about God changing their perspective. Because this event, there's a reason that I try and do this event during the month of November, during the month when we celebrate Thanksgiving. Changing your perspective on what you have and seeing what other people don't have, a changed perspective inspires awe. But when we live a life of obligation, we miss it. We miss it. Last blank on your page. A life filled with awe is a life of gratitude. My question for all of us right now is, what does your shout sound like? Husband, what does your shout sound like in your interaction with your spouse? You know, the Bible commands us to treat our wives as Christ treats the church. When I look at my life, I don't always treat my bride that way. Spouses, wives, what does your shout sound like? What does your shout sound like when you give, when you serve? Parents, what does your shout sound like as you interact with your kids? I know for me, I'm going to admit to this, the bad kind of shouting comes up in my mind and out of my mouth far more than I want it to. You guys can be praying for me about that. But what does our shout sound like? Students, what does your shout sound like when you obey your parents? What does your shout sound like as you work? Our shout needs to sound for the glory of God. All right, guys, so you ready? Because of any place we should be shouting, it should be in church, right? It should be the redeemed people of Christ. So just like the grateful leper did, I'm gonna count to three, and I want all of us in here to shout praise God. You ready? You ready? Everybody ready? One, two, three. Praise God! Awesome, awesome, awesome. Wow.
Hey, thanks for listening to Jason's message. I hope it was a blessing to you. If you are going to be in Ellijay on December the 24th, we would love for you to celebrate Christ's birthday with us at our 8th annual Christmas Eve service. It's going to be at 4 p.m. and this year we're doing something really special. Instead of having our Christmas Eve service in our church auditorium, we're going to return to the Ellijay Elementary School Auditorium, where we're going to have our biggest ever Christmas Eve celebration. It will be open to anybody of all ages and all walks of life. And I hope you'll join us on Christmas Eve. It's at 4 o'clock. If you want details, you can get them on our website. That's orchardellijay.com. I hope to see you then. Happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas.